The worst thing you can do is lie to yourself. Hey, how are you doing, listeners? It's Tuesday. It's about 7:40-ish a.m. Just got to work, so I have a couple minutes. And hopefully I can do this quick. So yesterday I talked about the difference between time management and emotional and energy management. And I think I have a good example of what I meant yesterday. So yesterday I already had some plans to work on some creative ideas, mainly around, I'm at the point where I'm just kind of brainstorming different business ideas to see what's going to stick, you know, where am I going to be able to truly monetize, and I'm working on that. So I had two or three things that I wanted to work on to see where, you know, those ideas could end up going. And in the end, I didn't have enough time to do them. I wasn't really expecting to take care of my kid until late. My wife was supposed to get, come home early so that she could take care of the kid, so that I could, finally have the chance to work on those things. I didn't even, go to the gym because I wanted to specifically focus on those projects. But that wasn't the case. I ended up taking care of my kid up until probably like 8 p.m. and by then I was too tired, and although I could have forced myself to start the projects and complete them like at 9 p.m., which, for me, I consider that to be late already, because I've used all my energy throughout the day. And in order for me to work on creative ideas, on creative tasks, working them while you're at, the end, where your energy is drained, is not as efficient as working on them when your energy levels are high. And that's exactly what I meant by time management versus emotional and energy management. And again, and also how a time and energy management goes hand in hand with the thought or the idea that you need to focus on things that you can control versus things that you cannot control. Yesterday is a perfect example of that. Yesterday, I did not have control of other people's schedules. I did not have control of the, personal situation that was going on, where, I ended up being responsible to take care of my kid for a longer period rather than things not aligning themselves for me to do the things that I wanted to do. So instead of focusing on the things that I could not control, which was work on my creative tasks and work on my projects, I decided to focus on the things that I could control, which was work on my parenting skills, work on my parenting, task, change my mindset from a creative business mode to a parenting mode. And not just doing that, but giving 110% to that time. And I think that was the most beneficial thing that I could have done, just change my mindset to say, well, I'm doing this. I'm not just going to half-ass the responsibility and just, quote unquote, take care of him, meaning just make sure that he's not in danger and that, he's supervised, but change the mindset to say, well, how can I make this the most enjoyable experience for my son and ensure that, it's quality time versus just supervising a kid. Doing that on the long run, at the end of the day, I used my time wisely. I used it better. I stayed productive based on the situation, based on the things that I could control. And I didn't focus on time management, where I would have been stressed out trying to cram my to-do list in one day and ending up going to sleep late, not being refreshed early in the morning, and just not managing everything correctly. And I think that's a perfect example of what I was trying to say yesterday. I always do that. I post these things and I never really go back and listen to see how they came out. So yesterday I was kind of tired. I don't think that, well, in the morning, but I don't think that I had made myself clear enough because I was rushed. And I'm hoping that this one gives a little more context of what I was trying to say yesterday, which is focus on energy management and time management instead of, focus on energy management and emotional management rather than time management, because time management is a pitfall. It's a risk of, it contains a risk of falling into staying busy, and staying busy is not the plan. It's always working with a mission statement, working with an idea behind the task, and making sure that you're actually moving forward in your goal, not just staying busy just to stay busy. Hope that makes sense. I'll be going over some more of those ideas later today. Hopefully once those stick around and once, you know, I have a better idea of where I'm going with those, I'll share them here if you guys are interested, and I'll talk to you guys later.